Livewire with Jason Moyle.
My guest on the show today has worked with international artists and performed at world events. Hello to singer-songwriter Brad Henshaw.
Hello there. How are you, Jason?
I'm fine, thank you. So, yes, you have worked with loads and loads of great artists, and you've also produced shows around the world, including Blues Brothers Approved, Rhinestone Cowboy, and also Road King. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with music and production in particular.
Well, it goes back quite a ways, to be honest, Jason. I was brought up in a household that was quite a musical background. You know, my dad was a piano player, not professionally. He was a truck driver by trade, but he played piano, and my mum was a singer, so music was always there. So, you know, that's how I came into that whole thing, and was in a school band, formed bands myself, and so was heavily involved in music, and worked with a lot of local bands, and then was fortunate enough that music became part of my life, and then I turned professional, and got the chance to work with some great musicians in my local area of Birmingham. And then music came to take over my working life, and so then I turned professional. So I was working with bands, UB40 in the early days. So some, got a chance to do some session work with UB40, the Fine Young Cannibals, and spin-offs of both those bands, and was writing songs myself and performing in my own right. And then I was working with Ruby Turner. I'd done a tour with Ruby Turner. Who was from the Midlands, a brilliant, brilliant artist who's still around now and doing great work. And I've done a tour with her, and then I didn't have any work. I kind of run dry for a period of time. I didn't have any work. And a friend of mine brought an ad to me that was in a magazine, and that it was a theatre show. And I'd done some stuff in school plays and things when I was there, but this was a West End show, you know, a theatre show. And I went to audition for a theatre show in London, and like 10 auditions later, got offered the part. And within like 10 weeks, I was in the West End in a West End show. And and for the first time in my life, I had to do choreography. And David Pugh was the producer, top five producer in the world. You know, he's worked with Daniel Radcliffe and people like that. So the next thing I was had a 25-foot high picture of myself outside the Apollo on Shaftesbury Avenue. And so it was another string to my bow, you know. And so then I became involved with Blues Brothers, which in another realm changed my life, you know. And toured the world with that, met Judy Belushi, met Dan Aykroyd, toured America for 15 weeks with that, had a residency in Chicago, which was the zenith of Blues Brothers. And that's a whole different side of my life, you know. And then I became the producer of Blues Brothers and became the producer of the biggest Blues Brothers show in the world.
So how did that come about? Because I know you were obviously working on it for a long period. How did that evolution happen from being a performer to a producer?
Well, David Pugh was the original producer of that show. He worked on the license for Judy, as I say. And I started writing little bits of dialogue for the scripts. David Leland was the original director. He did things like Personal Services and Wish You Were Here. He was a friend of Steven Spielberg. Eventually, somewhere along the line, David wanted to move on. And so the show became fairly dormant, you know. And David said to me, why don't you broker contact with Judy Belushi and tell him and that you'll take on the license? So I did, and eventually replaced the whole script with my own dialogue. And we toured Europe, and on we went. And then I got the opportunity to tour as a producer. My own work took to the stage. And we had James Belushi come to the show. We had lots of different stars. And we had Antonio Fargas, who some people might remember as Huggy Bear. Yeah. We had him to the show in Chicago. And then we toured the US, and we played Houston. We played in Los Angeles. We played in New York. It was just an incredible, incredible tour. And so that's how that came to be. And so I became a producer. We've done tours for the US military all over Europe, Blues Brothers and Rhinestone Cowboy, and watch this space, because we will be back again in 2024, you know, with those shows.
Okay, because mixed in with all that, you've obviously performed with, as you mentioned, UB40, Ruby Turner, and Richard Ashcroft, Shirley Bassey, Michael Bolton. So loads of great artists you've been on stage with as well.
Yeah, that's a bit strange how all that came about, because I was working a songwriter, musician named Simon Darlow. He was a co-writer on Slave to the Rhythm. And we had a project at the time, and we were writing some songs. He, on one particular track, he wanted a choir. So we contacted London Community Gospel Choir. And we bought a studio. And I was the lead vocalist on that track, but we wanted a choir on it. And Basil Mead, who was the choir master on that, and he said to me, have you ever sang in a choir? And I said, no, it's not my thing. And he said, well, I'd love you to come along and sing with us. And I said, well, that's not something I do, I'm from the rock and roll world. And he said, well, I think you should come and do some stuff, and we'd love you to be part of what we're doing. We work with a lot of these mainstream artists. And so that's how that came to be. And again, within, about 2 months, I was walking along in a very well-known DIY store, and he called me up and he said to me, are you free next week? And I said, well, yes. Why? And he said, because you're going to be doing the MTV Awards, singing with Sean Combs, and
right.
And believe it, I was walking amongst the laminate flooring, and the next thing, you're going to be going out to 8 million people, being live from the MTV Awards with Marilyn Manson and and the most incredible people on there, and that's how that came to be. So the next thing, we were touring and performing with, the most incredible artists. So I got to meet a lot of these people from there, and Damon Albarn and people like that.
Yeah, incredible. And also, you've been on television as well. So you've got credits like The Bill, Sweet Medicine, Prime Suspect and Doctors. So you've also been doing some acting as well.
Yeah, I think, you embark on this road of entertainment, and you're not quite sure where things will go. And I had an agent, because I was in theatre, I had an agent at the time in London, and he said, why not stretch yourself you're an actor, you're on stage, and why don't you stretch yourself to putting yourself out there for some TV stuff, and some TV roles. So I did, and so I'd never done any TV work before. So the next thing, I had an audition for The Bill, and so I went along to audition for that, and the next thing, I ended up in a couple of episodes of The Bill, and that led me on to other things. So I had a TV career, but it was cut short because always, I've always been a performer and a writer and a singer, So I was back on the road again before I knew it. And as always with TV, you've got to be around when people are calling you. The next thing was, I was back in Europe singing on stage, and as people were calling me to go for different auditions, I was thousands of miles away, singing on stage somewhere, and I couldn't make the audition. So that was fairly short-lived in that regard,
Now, you said that you're obviously a songwriter predominantly as well, and you've been performing with loads of great artists. So you've now obviously released some of your own material. How did that come about?
I've got a good friend of mine who's he's worked with some brilliant artists in the past, and we've always wrote songs together, when we can. He's, he was a young guy, and he was working with people like Alvin Stardust, and he worked with Mickey Most, who was a great producer from this neck of the woods up in the Midlands. And so we relished the opportunity to work together again, and so we did. And his name is John Dewsbury, and he was very much involved with the studios up in Birmingham that's sadly no longer around, called Richmond Studios. It was the home of Black Sabbath for many years. They recorded there. Ozzy Osbourne was there, and so we started writing again. And because I've got an affinity with North Carolina, which is a place that I kind of decamped to, and I live in North Carolina these days, between there and the Midlands. And so I wanted to get into the Americana scene, the country scene. That's, as an older artist now, it's a safe haven for me to be able to write in that genre. And I have a son. He's into the alternative rock scene, and he's into obviously the younger genre, and you know, that's not for me. I'm too old for that these days.
Okay.
So the Americana, the country scene, is something that's very sociable to me, and I find that I have a really good strong affinity with that. So, and living in North Carolina, I fit very easily into the writing, and I like that style of song, you know. So me and John work very well in that department. So yeah, I've come around to writing again, and I'm enjoying it very much, and we've got some 40 songs, and we have a great distribution deal, and anything we put out there just goes straight to different platforms. I'm very hopeful of attracting a label. I've very much come around to doing what I originally started off doing many years ago, which is write my own songs and producing and recording again, you know.
So your new single is called Lone Star, and I've listened to it. It's because you were a rock singer before, so it's very country, but it's rock country, isn't it? It's Americana. It's that type of feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, I was really, you know, a blues soul singer, you know, with a bit of a rock edge to what I do. I did live in Texas for a while. I lived in Texas for about 18 months. I lived in a place called San Antonio. And so, you know, I always loved Texas, you know. It's a huge place to live in. And where I lived, you could drive for 14 hours in any direction. You'd still be in the state of Texas.
Okay.
So it's quite an incredible place, you know. And I met some wonderful people there. And so I met some people that never, ever wanted to leave the state of Texas. You know, they said, what do I need to leave Texas for? I've got everything I want here. So I always marveled at that kind of philosophy, you know. So, yeah, I like that. So the track's called Lone Star, and the Lone Star State, it's all about that. So, yeah, the single's good. It's an upwardly mobile track. And, yeah, I'm very proud of that song.
Brad, you play a lot of live shows, don't you?
Yeah, I really love playing live. You know, I love reaching out to the audience. That's in my career, I'm very fortunate to have had a very good spoonful of live performances, recording, and television. You know, I mean, I really have had equal amounts of all that, and I'm fortunate in that, because you know, so many artists are, you know, either weighed heavily on the recording side and not the live side. And if they've got both of those, they've never done TV or radio. I've had an incredible ride in having all that, you know, and more. You know, shed loads of TV, shed loads of radio, shed loads of live, and shed loads of touring. Okay. I've had it all, you know. I've had an awful, awful lot of that stuff. Theatre gives you the discipline of being able to perform 8 shows a week,
mm-hmm.
and sing with a discipline. You learn everything about TV and how that operates, whether you want to sing live or whether you don't. Sometimes you've got to mime, and sometimes you've got to sing live, you know, traveling and doing all those sort of things. But I enjoy performing live. I really do love the audience being there, and I love doing shows like this. I'm very fortunate that Steve Osborne and Livewire have invited me on to do this today.
Okay, and let's talk about video, because you got a video for Lone Star. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like so many now, that you know, you can't release a track now without having a video that runs with it. And you know, we put a little video together for this. We filmed this down in Brighton in the UK, and so we just took some clips from the TV show and added a bit of Texas dirt and put that in with the video. Because you need to have a little bit of a video that runs with it. So it was us on a TV show and a bit of red dirt that went in with the track, you know.
Okay. And have you got your own website and social media?
Yeah, bradhenshaw.com is the place to go to see a little bit more about what we're about. You know, everything's up on Amazon. We're very selective about what we release. So many artists release tracks every week or every month. I'm not in the process of doing that simply because I'm trying to attract a label. So I'm very selective about what I release. There's not too much out there. There's previous albums out there, but in the country vein, Americana vein, I'm very selective about what I release. Having said that, there is an album coming out next year that I've done for a label in London. That is a covers album of IOR stuff. But already that's had very good critical acclaim in a different genre. It's got three original songs on there. But with regard to my own stuff and what I'm doing with this, I'm getting some really good feedback on what I'm doing. And I want to have a lot of stuff available for record companies and management when the time is right. I've got some really great commercial tracks, and I want to be able to offer that out to management and labels, hopefully when they come a knocking. And so I'm keeping some stuff back in reserve for that.
Okay. Well, good luck with all that. Hey, talking to you today, Brad. And good luck with everything, because it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate at the moment, and hopefully it will continue to be like that.
Well, listen, I really appreciate the opportunity to have a chat with you. And, and spinning the single. God bless, and thank you very much. And Lone Star is our single. God bless.
Thanks very much.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.